We're going to turn to another international story as well that, you know, a lot of people and certainly people with family, loved ones in the area watching very closely right now. There was an earthquake centered in southeastern Turkey. You heard Eileen talk about it in the newscast that has killed now more than 3,400 people, injured thousands of others in both Turkey and Syria. It was a 7.8 magnitude quake. It struck before dawn and it toppled hundreds of buildings. And it's trapped residents under mounds of rubble and just collapsed buildings. There's just some unreal video and photos out there right now. Now, it comes in a region that has been, you know, troubled by more than a decade of serious civil war and a refugee crisis. We know that there's offers of help pouring in from dozens of countries around the world in the aftermath, as well as the European Union and NATO. This region where the earthquake happened sits on top of major fault lines and is frequently shaken by earthquakes, including one in 1999 in northwest Turkey that killed some 18,000 people. As I mentioned, right now, the death toll sits at 3,400 people. We know that tens of thousands of people have been injured, many more displaced, and that number expected to go much higher in the coming days. Sim Senal is the president of the Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton. Sim, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me online. Yes.
My goodness. I mean, your heart just must have dropped when you heard the news about the size of this earthquake, and then certainly seeing the videos and the photos that are now coming to light of the sheer devastation in the area.
Exactly. It's, I mean, it's an absolute shock, and it's the worst of the worst. Not only, as you were explaining, it happened at dawn when everybody was sleeping, the most vulnerable time. Imagine Turkey is a highly densely populated country, so a lot of people, especially in the city centers, they're living in big multi-story buildings. So 17-story buildings collapsed when people were sleeping. So more than 3,000 buildings collapsed right now. And then on top of that, you know, although the relief efforts, the emergency services has improved significantly after the 1999 earthquake, the vast geography that this earthquake impacted, the number of large cities, no nation would have enough staff to pull people under the rubble of so many collapsed buildings at the same time. So people were digging through the rubble themselves, and not only the initial 7.8, 6 hours later, a second 7.5 hit for a second time, on top of 120 aftershocks. So the devastation is huge. The numbers, I unfortunately suspect, will be worse than 1999 with earthquakes. So we're in the long haul. We got to do some stuff, mobilize, organize, we'll do things. That's what I've been working on since the morning.
Sim, give me an idea before we get to that about, what you're mobilizing and how you're organizing and how people can help. I'm wondering if you've had or been able to make any contact, or do you have contacts in that area, people around? Have you heard anything from the ground there?
Sure. I mean, as far as ground, the community here directly in Edmonton directly, we have several people already directly impacted. I'm lucky myself. My family lives mostly in the northwestern part of Turkey, so they were impacted by the 1999 earthquake. But we do have several community members who have cousins and relatives that are under the rubble right now, or they haven't heard back from them. So very, very devastating. But on top of that, they're in the middle of a winter storm right now.
Yes.
So the thing is, normally, I mean, it's not normal, but miracles do happen in earthquakes. Maybe, they're able to pull people through the rubble, like within 72 hours, etc. But an emergency services expert that was speaking on the news in Turkey this morning was saying, right now we have 6 hours, hypothermia is going to set in. So it's so cold.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's tough. Very, very devastating.
Sim Senal is the president of the Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton, joining me this afternoon. Sim, so when you talk about organizing, trying to mobilize, what does that look like?
So many things. Now, although it is challenging, of course, in a scenario like this, a lot of people want to donate, supplies. And I do have a list. We're going to post that on our website and the TCS social media sites. But to be honest, as someone who knows a little bit about the logistics of all this stuff as well, I'm not sure if trying to collect supplies from Alberta is the appropriate approach, because we need to send those off to Vancouver on pallets so they can be sent to Turkey by the Turkish Airlines free, etc. It makes a lot more sense to send money, to be honest, at the actual destination where they can organize things. You're going to be wasting time and effort and, you know, and money if you do it and, you know, and have to sort through all the supply chain issues. So mostly I am focusing on cash donations. So I've already called many options. So the Turkish Directorate of Religious Affairs, that we have a foundation, Diyanet Foundation, operating in Canada. They have created, I mean, there's already a donation email address for e-transfers, because again, in a situation like this, you want the most amount of funds. You don't want money going to administration fees, bank transfer fees, exchange rates, things like that, etc. So the easiest one might be the donation email through the Turkish Religious Affairs Directorate. That one is ready, and they're going to collect the donations in there and send as a single transfer to the actual relief organization, AFAD, the government one, AFAD. So they're having that connection in there. But unfortunately, even in a situation like this, Turkey is a country that's deeply divided politically. So I know there are community members who don't want to donate to the government organization. So there are other private, like civic charities. So as far as Turkish Canadian Society, I'm going to provide people options, to be honest. So collect cash donations sent to the Turkish Canadian Society email address, and we'll give people an option as far as where they want to direct their funds, because everybody needs the funding right now.
And I'm, and again, you're going to put all that information up on the website of the Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton.
And our social media sites, We are on Instagram as at TCS underscore Edmonton, Instagram and Twitter. So that information will be there, and on Facebook, Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton.
All right. Sim, we'll be watching it closely, and we'll make sure that we continue to get that information out. I know, as you said, you've got, there's a lot of work to do, and in for the long haul is certainly right when you describe that. And my fear, and I know your fear, is those numbers are going to continue to rise dramatically. So we'll keep our listeners updated. Please keep us updated as well. Thank you for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Have a great day.
Simpsonal is the president of the Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton. So again, that website and the Turkish Canadian Society of Edmonton, just Google that. It's also on Instagram and Twitter as well. We know the Canadian government being urged to send immediate humanitarian support. The Conservative Foreign Affairs critic Michael Chong saying his party will support any effort by Canadians and the Canadian government to provide assistance. The Prime Minister saying that Canada stands ready to help in the aftermath of the earthquake. And we'll see what that looks like coming up here in the hours and days ahead.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.